Hello. You are listening to the Grieving Parents Sharing Hope podcast. We are here to walk with parents on their unwanted journey of child loss, guiding them to a place of hope, light, and purpose, not in spite of their child's death, but as a way to honor his or her life. And now, here is your host, author, speaker, and bereaved parent, Laura Deal.
Today's podcast episode is sponsored by Mary Ann Wofford in loving memory of Jeremiah Richard Wofford. Mary Ann shares with us, Jeremiah was a rainbow baby whose birth followed the death of his infant brother, Miles Quain Wofford. As parents, we were filled with joy, anticipation, and fear when he entered our lives. Jeremiah was an accomplished wire-wrap jewelry maker whose beautiful and unique custom creations were known throughout the United States and even in some European countries. He was also a talented artist who painted murals, custom paintings, and drawings for his clients. Jeremiah loved his family deeply. He had many friends who cared for him and stood faithfully by his side through his illness, a reflection of how much he was loved by those who knew him. While we miss him more than words can express, it brings us comfort to know that he has finally met his big brother. Jeremiah left us at age 44, 2 years ago this week, and is loved, remembered, and deeply missed every day. Thank you, Mary Ann, for sponsoring today's podcast episode. Hello, friends and fellow bereavers. Today, I want to share something with you that has brought me comfort over the years, especially during those times when grief just feels so heavy. Maybe my faith is just a bit weak and I don't even know what to pray anymore. What if I told you that right now, at this very moment, Jesus Himself is praying for you? Not praying for believers in general, not praying for grieving parents as a group, praying for you personally, specifically, intentionally. As a bereaved parent, there are times when we feel completely alone. There are moments when our pain is so deep that there are just no words for it. Sometimes we're too exhausted emotionally and spiritually to form a prayer. We might be sitting quietly, just staring into space, wondering if God even sees us. We know we should pray, but we don't know what to say. Or maybe we do know what to say, but we have said the same thing so many times that it feels like the words are just bouncing off the ceiling. But Scripture gives us an incredible truth. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25 says, "Therefore, he is able to save completely those who come to God through him, because he always lives to intercede for them." I want you to think about that phrase. He always lives to intercede for them. Jesus is alive. Jesus is with the Father, and Jesus is interceding for you right now. Not someday, not only when you ask him to, not only when you're having a good day spiritually, always. This is one of those truths that can be easy to read, but difficult to fully grasp. What does it mean that Jesus intercedes for us? Many of us have probably heard teachings that make it sound as though God the Father is angry and he's ready to punish us, while Jesus, it's like he's standing in front of God saying, "Oh, please don't hurt them. Remember, I died on the cross for them." Almost like a bad cop, good cop, that God's just ready to come down and bash us with a stick and Jesus is the one protecting us from him. But that is not what Scripture teaches. Jesus is not trying to convince the Father to love you. The Father already loves you. In fact, Jesus came to reveal the Father's heart. In John 14:9, Jesus said, "Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father." In John 10:30, he said, "I and the Father are one." When Jesus walked this earth, he wasn't showing us a different side of God. He was showing us exactly what God is like and who he is. When Jesus wept, we saw the heart of God. When Jesus touched lepers, we saw the heart of God. When Jesus welcomed those who felt rejected, We saw and we're seeing in the Word the heart of God. When Jesus stood beside people who were broken and hurting, we are seeing the heart of God. We're seeing God standing beside people who are broken and hurting. Jesus was God in the flesh as a human. And when Jesus stood at the tomb of Lazarus and wept alongside Martha and Mary, we saw the heart of God. If you have seen Jesus, you have seen the Father. So, when Jesus intercedes for you, it's not because he's trying to talk God into loving you. It's because God already loves you, and Jesus is the visible expression of that love. The same Jesus who stopped for blind beggars. The same Jesus who touched hurting people. The same Jesus who comforted grieving families. The same Jesus who understands sorrow firsthand. That Jesus is praying for you. And here's something that makes this even more incredible or crazy. Jesus was praying for all of us long before we were even born. In John chapter 17, just before his arrest and crucifixion, Jesus prayed for his disciples. But then he said something amazing. In verse 20, he says, "My prayer is not for them alone, his disciples. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message." Do you realize who he was talking about? He was talking about us. He was talking about every future believer who would one day put their faith in him. That means before Jesus went to the cross, he was already praying for you. He prayed for people he knew would experience loss. He prayed for people who would experience heartbreak. He prayed for people who would one day sit in a cemetery beside the grave of a child or hold their ashes. He prayed for people who would wrestle with questions and doubts and sorrow. You and I were on his heart before we even existed, before our children existed. I don't know about you, but that just overwhelms me sometimes. Jesus knew what was ahead for us, and he prayed. And according to Hebrews, he's still praying. I think one of the reasons this truth is so meaningful to believers is because we know what it means to carry someone in our hearts. Even after our child dies, we continue thinking about them. We continue loving them. We continue carrying them in our hearts. There isn't a day that goes by when our child is not on our mind in some way. Now imagine the love Jesus has for you. He is carrying you in his heart before the Father. Not occasionally, continually. He always lives to intercede for you. I don't know about you, but there have been seasons in my grief journey where I struggled to pray. Sometimes, especially in those early days, I didn't know what to say. Sometimes I was too confused. I was simply exhausted. And I know you've been there too. Maybe you've sat in your car and cried. Maybe you've laid awake at night, staring at the ceiling with tears running down your face. Maybe you were even too numb to cry. Maybe you wanted to pray, but you couldn't find the words. There is another incredible verse that brings comfort during those moments. Romans 8:26 says, "In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us through wordless groans." Think about this for a moment. The Holy Spirit intercedes for us. Jesus intercedes for us. The entire Godhead is involved in helping us through our weakness. When we don't know how to pray, God does not stand back waiting for us to figure it out. He comes alongside us through the Holy Spirit that he gave us as a gift. He helps us, he carries us, and he prays for us. As believers, we often feel pressure to be strong for the people around us, or just in our heads, we feel like we have to be strong. But God's not asking us to be strong enough. He's asking us to stay connected to him. Hebrews says, Jesus is able to save completely those who come to God through Him. Some translations say those who draw near to God through Him. I love that phrase, draw near. Sometimes drawing near doesn't look very spiritual. Sometimes drawing near means sitting on the edge of your bed saying, God, I don't understand. Sometimes it means crying through worship songs. Sometimes it means opening your Bible and barely reading one verse because that's all you can handle. Sometimes it simply means just whispering, help me. Drawing near doesn't require eloquent prayers. It just requires a willing heart. And when we draw near, we discover that Jesus has already been praying for us. I wonder how many times we've made it through something only because Jesus was holding us up with His prayers. Think about Peter. Jesus told Peter in Luke 22, verses 31 and 32, Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift you as wheat, but I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail. Notice what Jesus did not say. He didn't say Peter would avoid the hardship. He didn't say Peter would avoid failure. He didn't say Peter would avoid pain. He said, I have prayed for you, so that when these things happen, your faith may not fail. Peter still went through the trial. Peter still stumbled. He still failed in some very public ways. But Peter's faith survived because Jesus had been praying for him. As bereaved parents, we often wish God would just remove our pain instantly. I remember laying on the carpet, just snot-nosed, crying, wailing, kind of crying, sobbing, you know, God, when is this going to stop hurting so bad? Most of us have prayed prayers like that. But many times what God does is He sustains us through the pain rather than removing the pain. And there are so many reasons for that. I'm not going to go into that, but it does in the long term strengthen us. It gives us endurance and perseverance, and that gives us hope for the next thing. There's so much in that. And I know we don't understand it in our finite brains, but God is there with us. And one of the ways He sustains us is through the ongoing intercession of Jesus. You may be listening today and wondering how you have survived for this long. You may look back at those first days, weeks, or months after your child died and honestly not know how you made it. I know that's how I felt. Perhaps part of the answer is this. Jesus was praying for you when you couldn't stand. He was praying. When you couldn't think clearly, He was praying. When you couldn't understand, and we still don't understand what God is doing, Jesus is praying. When you feel your heart shattered into a thousand pieces, Jesus is praying. He was praying, and He still is praying today, right now. Even as you listen to this episode, He's not disappointed in your grief. He's not disappointed by how long this is taking, how much of a mess you still are. He's not frustrated by your questions. He's not tired of your tears. You know, the book of Psalms says that He is collecting our tears in a bottle. And if He really is doing that, I feel like we are going to have some of the biggest bottles in heaven. The thing is, He understands. He knows loss. Jesus doesn't just know loss, but God Himself knows loss when He had to watch His Son be brutally tortured and murdered, dying on that cross. He knows suffering. He knows sorrow. And Jesus is on your side, which means God is on your side. He's not against you. He's not punishing you. He's not annoyed by your struggles. The Father loves you. Jesus loves you. The Holy Spirit loves you and is helping you. The entire heart of God is turned toward you in your grief. That is a beautiful truth to rest in. So, if you're struggling today, I want to encourage you with this thought. Even if you don't know how to pray, Jesus is praying for you. The Holy Spirit is interceding for you. Even if your faith feels weak, They are praying for you. Even if your heart is shattered, Jesus is praying for you. Even if your questions remain unanswered, the Holy Spirit is interceding for you. Because Jesus lives forever, He will never stop. So after sharing all of this, let me pray over you right now. Jesus, thank you for loving us enough to continually intercede for us. I don't know how that works. How can you be interceding for me right now, the exact moment that you're interceding for every single person listening at the same time? I don't know how that works, but I know that you're spirit, and I know that you are so much greater than our finite minds can understand. And I want to thank you that we are never forgotten. We are never abandoned, and we are never alone. Thank you that when grief leaves us without words, you are still praying for us. Thank you that you are praying for us even before we were born, before our children were born, and that you continue praying for us today. Even as our children are there with you, you are praying for us while we are still here, missing our children so deeply. Help each grieving parent listening to sense your presence right now, to sense your compassion, your love in this very moment. Remind them that you are holding them even when they feel unable to hold on themselves. Strengthen their hearts, Father. Renew their faith and help them to draw near to you. And I pray this in the precious, wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. When our child dies, our minds are overwhelmed. We can barely think straight, much less figure out where to find resources that might help us navigate this painful journey. And that's one of the reasons we have our GPS Hope website. And on the website, we have created a resource library. It's completely free, and it's filled with downloadable resources and tools that are created specifically for you. Whether you're newly grieving and struggling just to get through the day, or you've been on this road for years and you're looking for encouragement and understanding, there's something there for you. Now, the library has things like a prayer for bereavers, forgiveness prayers, scriptures to fight discouragement. There's a PDF you can print out with, I think it's like 32 verses of hope. There's lists on ideas how to handle difficult events, ways to honor your child, where is God in my grief scriptures, and a lot more. And because it's available online, you can access it all anytime, day or night, whenever you need a little extra support and hope. To explore the GPS Hope website, just go to gpshope.org. You'll find the free resource library under the resources tab. I believe it's called Members Library. You just have to give yourself a free account, a name and a password, and you can get in and see everything that's there. And while you're on the website, you will also find our Wall of Remembrance, which is also under the Resources tab, and you can have your child added to our Wall of Remembrance. Now, I'll put a link to both of those in the show notes. You do not have to walk this road alone. We have written and put together these resources because we understand this journey ourselves, and we want to help you find hope one step at a time. All right, this is the part of our episode where we have our birthday segment, and I'm going to start with a birthday that wasn't sent in quite early enough for last week's recording. I pre-record these, and it didn't get to me before I recorded it, and I do not want them to have to wait for a full year to hear their child mentioned in the birthday segment. So we are going to back up a little bit, and let's get started. Trevor Rofe was born on June 1st and is forever 17. Tyler Harkness was born on June 8th and is forever 26. As always, we celebrate the day these children came into the world. We know it is always a special day and something worth celebrating. If you would like to have your child's birthday added to the birthday segment, I would love to be able to do that for you. I'd love to be able to say their name and share them with the other listeners and remember them with you. Just go to gpshope.org/birthdays. We'll put a link to that in the show notes. And go ahead and add them now while you're thinking about it. We keep a monthly list of all the birthdays that are sent to us, so you don't have to feel like we'll forget about it if it's, you know, not until November or something. Just go ahead and send it in now, and Dave will send you an email to remind you to listen that week as well. So once again, go to gpshope.org/birthdays, and there will be a link to that in the show notes. You can just click on that instead. I want to say thank you again to Marianne for sponsoring today's episode in honor of your son, Jeremiah. Now, sponsoring a podcast episode is another meaningful way to keep your child's memory alive while encouraging other grieving parents who understand this journey. Your tribute for your child will continue touching lives for years to come as new listeners discover and listen to past episodes. At the same time, your sponsorship helps us continue providing hope, encouragement, and support. The same things that you are receiving, we will be able to continue that for other parents through the Grieving Parents Sharing Hope podcast each week. If you would like to sponsor a podcast episode in honor of your child, a lot of parents do it the week of their child's birthday, kind of as a birthday gift to their child. Simply visit gpshope.org and then click on Sponsor a Podcast Episode under the Donate tab. For just $50, you can choose the week you would like the sponsorship to air. And like I did for Marianne, I will personally share what you want our listeners to know about your son or daughter. I will also put a link directly to sponsoring a podcast episode in the show notes, so you don't have to go to the website and try to find it. Jesus is praying for you. Not because he wants you to merely survive until heaven, not because he wants you to somehow grit your teeth and make it through another day. He's praying because he desires his very life to be at work within you. There's a scripture that has become one of my favorite verses in the last few years, and it's Ephesians 3:17, which says, "By constantly using your faith." And remember, faith can be as tiny as a mustard seed. It doesn't have to be great big faith, okay? The life of Christ will be released deep inside you. And the resting place of his love will become the very source and root of your life. As grieving parents, we feel uprooted. The death of our child can shake everything we thought we knew about life, about ourselves, and a lot of times even about God. We can feel like we've lost our foundation, but we can have the life of Christ being released deep inside us, that seed of hope being nourished. We can have the resting place of his love being the very source and root of our lives. I believe Jesus is praying that he's praying that his life would be released deep inside us, that his love would become our resting place. He's praying that instead of being rooted in fear, despair, confusion, bitterness, or anger, we would become rooted in his love. Not because our pain disappears, not because we stop missing our child, but because his love becomes the place where we live, the place where we stand, the place where we find strength for another day, and the place where we just rest. And maybe that's one of the reasons Jesus continues to intercede for us, because he knows that only his life in us and his love surrounding us can carry us through a loss this deep. So today, if you feel weak, draw near to him. If you feel weary, draw near to him. If you feel like your faith is hanging by a thread, draw near to him. Jesus is praying for you. His life is at work within you, and his love can become the deepest source and root of your life. Until next time, remember that Jesus Himself is praying for you, and because of that, you never walk this road alone. So hold on. Pain eases. There is hope.